Welcome to the Next Level Occupational Therapy Podcast. My name is Kara Welke, occupational therapist and creator of the Next Level Occupational Therapy platform. The goal of this podcast is to encourage, inspire, and motivate occupational therapy professionals to level up in their career, whether that be to start a new business, add a side job, and or to figure out how to be more satisfied in their current career. Hope you enjoy the show. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Next Level Occupational Therapy Podcast. My name is Kara Welke, occupational therapist and creator of the Next Level Occupational Therapy platform. The goal of this podcast is to encourage, inspire, and motivate occupational therapy professionals to level up in their career, whether that be to start a new business, add a side job, and or to figure out how to be more satisfied in your current career. Thank you so much for listening to today's show, which is sponsored by our Therapy Business Builder Program, where we help healthcare professionals start the business of their dreams from the ground up. Also, be sure to join our free Next Level Occupational Therapy Facebook group. And for even more support, guidance, and training, check out our Next Level Visionary Membership group. So my goal with this podcast is to interview occupational therapy professionals who have started their own business, so that you can learn from those that have already been through the process. I am so excited for all that we will learn from current occupational therapy entrepreneurs. Now on to today's show. It's my pleasure to welcome Emily Kaliza. Oh, I'm going to butcher it already. See, Emily? Emily Kaliza is an occupational therapist from New Jersey and a graduate from Quinnipiac University. During her time in college, she hoped to combine her passions for occupational therapy, functional fitness, and holistic approaches to health and wellness. Within the first year of her career as an occupational therapist, she created Growth Nutrition LLC so she can help all adults with or without health challenges to build healthy habits and fitness into their lives so that they can achieve and maintain their goals and finally get their health under control. In addition to being a licensed occupational therapist, Emily is also a certified precision nutrition level one coach, a CrossFit level one trainer, and is Graston Technique M1 trained. Her main focus with her clients is using a collaborative approach to implement incremental habits that result in long-term and sustained improvements to improve their health and quality of life. So before we even get started, I just can't tell you how awesome it is that you started your business within the first year of your career as an occupational therapist, because literally I hear this all the time from occupational therapy professionals, from students. No, I need more experience. I can't start my business yet. And here you started your business in your first year. That is amazing. So proud.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, it just kind of, everything kind of lined up. And, you know, there's no perfect time really to start anything, because if you wait for it, you know, it'll never happen. So a lot of things kind of came together and I took the leap and thought, you know, why not now? Let me just go for it. And that's just typical me. So,
well, that's amazing.
Kind of get together.
All of you that are waiting to take the leap, you need to listen to Emily today, obviously, because she took the leap right away. That's awesome. Okay, so let's start. Tell us all about your business.
Yes. So Growth Nutrition. So it took some time even to just come up with the name, and there is an O and a T in it. So that was kind of on purpose, but also the word growth, you know, I think it really symbolizes that in a journey of, you know, improving your health, it's, you know, it's really never ending and you're always going to be growing. So I think that there's like dual meaning even within the name itself. So basically my company offers OT services one-on-one with clients that focuses on lifestyle and nutrition coaching, so to speak. So I kind of reference myself sometimes as a coach, sometimes as the OT, but it all kinds of falls in one. And I think the word coach and the title of a coach, I think really also helps inspire people and motivate people just a little bit, even within that title. So I kind of refer to the services as both. So it's an online business, which right now in current times is great. You know, you don't need to be in contact with people. So, and you could keep up with the motivation and stuff, even, you know, with everything going on right now. And so after taking the precision nutrition course, I really just had this kind of light bulb moment. You know, I'm going to start this business. I'm going to do it. And so I really use a lot of the course as a guideline and framework, in addition to, you know, the OT framework in running my services. So basically, like I said, it's an online business. I use a combination of emailing, phone calls, FaceTime calls, and a software called ProCoach, where I deliver the one-on-one individualized programming. And like you had said in the intro, I use incremental habits. So, you know, there's no big change. There's no, you know, restrictive. I'm not going to tell you, you can't eat something, you can't do, you know, X, Y, and Z. It's all about meeting the client where they're at and having incremental habits so that it's a long-term and sustained improvement and approach. So it's totally different from, you see advertisements on TV, like here's this meal program, here's these things, and counting your points, counting your macros. And it's good for short term, but you know, when we see our clients, they have a condition possibly that needs lifelong assistance. And, you know, the journey on improving your nutrition isn't a 3-month thing. You know, it's for the rest of your life. So I really want to encourage and help people have sustained long-term improvement. And that's really like the main goal that everything comes down to. So
awesome. Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit more about this nutrition precision course or training that you took?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had heard about it from a lot of my friends at different CrossFit gyms, either at school in Connecticut or in Massachusetts, where I live currently. And I looked into it, and it's a really client-centered approach, which obviously, you know, spoke to me as an OT. And you learn both nutritional science and the aspect of coaching. So how to take the information that you just learned, and how do you then implement those behavior changing methods? And it just, like I said, it really aligned with our scope of practice and being client centered. And like I had said at the beginning, I just felt so connected to the material and the approach that they used, and it really was a very holistic and healthy approach, healthy, especially mentally, because a lot of approaches, even personally that I've been through myself, aren't, you know, always healthy. You can be restrictive in your mindset and be so focused and dialed in on counting everything. What can I eat? Oh, I can't eat this. Oh no. Okay. Because when you think you can't eat something, you're going to want to eat more. Like that's just how the science works. That's how our brain works. So I really love the material and really recommend it to anyone, even if you're not an OT, to take the course for yourself and to help your clients too. But they also taught you how to start a business as well. And so when I got to that chapter, I'm like, I'm all in, I'm doing this. So, yeah, I really love the precision nutrition course, and they have a lot of free materials as well, that, you know, I share with clients, I share on my private Facebook group and my business page. So they have a lot of great, great things going on there.
That's awesome. So how does it differ from like some, like a dietitian or a nutritionist, or, you know, yeah, someone that has gone to school for like nutrition?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How does that differ?
That's a good question. Right. So within that certification, right, there's your own scope, what you can and cannot do. And it also depends on what state you're into. Some states are very strict on, you know, you can't give nutritional advice. So then I think it really comes down to the focus is on habits and behavior change versus giving specific meal plans. You know, I can't legally or, you know, ethically give, you know, somebody a specific diet plan based on certain conditions. If somebody has an eating disorder, you know, I can give some, you know, minimal assistance But I would then refer out if that was the case, you know, just like in our scope of practice, there's certain things we can and cannot do. So in this precision nutrition course, it's the same thing. You know, there are certain things you can do and can't do, but it really comes down to helping people on the behavior change approach and taking a collaborative approach with, you know, here are some basic kind of sciencey things. And, you know, do you want this information? Yes or no? Okay. And then helping get to those habits. So not so much on specific, like here are specific foods at these times and this amount. And because, you know, can't do that. So.
Right. Do yeah. you ever refer out to like a dietitian or someone else, or do you have someone you can connect with if you need to?
At this time, I haven't yet had to do that, but I definitely am trying to build my referral network. So it's definitely in mind. And I know someone right now who's going through school for that. So I think that in the back of my mind, I know that'll be a person I can contact. But definitely just networking through, even like I said, through my CrossFit gyms, there's a lot of people I know who have these kind of health professions that aren't OTs. So I'm definitely building my network, but I haven't yet had to make any referrals. Okay. So.
Now, do you use your CrossFit and your Graston and that other training within this business?
Not yet, no, but I actually was recently offered and I accepted a job in New Jersey, so I'll be moving soon. And I think there I'll be able to use the Graston technique, and I'll have to talk to, you know, more so, but I would love to take this business and help the clients there because it's an outpatient setting. So at this moment, no, I'm not using it, but I think that very soon I will be able to use kind of all of this in combination, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so let's jump back. When did you first think you wanted to own your own business or start your own business?
Sure. So while at Quinnipiac, we had a course that was, you know, on business and administration and management. And I had always knew in the back of my mind, like, okay, you know, I love CrossFit. I love the whole, you know, preventative approach. It's so important. So it's always been in the back of my mind, and that like gut feeling, like I'm going to do it at some point. Don't know when, but I'm going to do it. I don't know how, but I know it's going to happen. And so, you know, personally, I've gone through different, you know, weight loss and exercise phases that honestly were, like I had said, not the healthiest, mentally, you know, and being through school, being really stressed, I had taken a lot of things and were really focused on it. And so, while it was successful in some aspects, it was very unhealthy in other aspects. So I knew that going through that for a few years, and I knew that if I wanted to help other people, I have to help myself, and I needed, you know, a better approach, you know, like I said, lifelong, you know, sustainable approaches is really going to be important. So I knew going through that personally, that's what I needed to help other people with. And so, you know, having an overall sense that I needed to have these changes has been actually really important in helping other people, give them the support and accountability that they need. So I think just having a general sense and gut feeling, like I'm going to start this business because I went through these things myself and I love this whole aspect of OT, but also taking that course, the precision nutrition course, it really just aligned. And I felt, you know, with a combination of things happening, last fall, I just felt like this huge sense, like I'm going to go for it. And I jumped in, and, it's been challenging for sure. Cause you know, I didn't go to school for business. I went to school for OT, but, it's been really great. And, I've learned a lot about myself and a lot about starting a business and still learning things, like, you know, every day. But, I think really just the combination of things that I've gone through and my interests with taking a course that was designed like perfectly aligned with this area. I think the combination of that was really, really what led me to it to start.
Awesome. So when you officially decided to start your business, like what were the steps you took to make it happen?
Sure. So initially I had looked up just in general, cause I'm still living in Massachusetts now technically. So how do I start an LLC in Massachusetts? And even then before that, what kind of business do I start? What is an LLC? You know, I had to look up all those. Do I start an LLC? Do I start a PLLC? Do I start you know, the other one.
S-Corp. Yep. Yeah. So, lots of different options.
Yeah. So I had to look up that. Okay. You know, I ended up using a website that a company that helps you start businesses just to, you know, get some further assistance. And so going through that took a while. There's a lot of paperwork needed because I'm an OT. I needed to prove that I'm licensed, and the board of Massachusetts needed to send a verification letter, and that took a while. So I was able to utilize that company to help me set up the initial legal pieces, but then I didn't totally realize all the other startup costs, even though I am an online business, you know, different fees, marketing fees, you know, having a business card, having a website. There's so many fees involved with having a website. I had no idea. So I slowly started designing more content, which I realized I didn't know that I would love doing that. And I've actually had a lot of joy doing that. So using Canva. I don't know if you ever used that, but great website.
Highly use Canva all the time. Yep.
So basically just, you know, using that company to help with the legal pieces and looking up things on my own, and using Facebook groups to get advice and ask questions and see what other people say. I think the combination has led me to kind of where I'm at now. So not that I'm done setting up everything, but pretty much, but you know, there's always more things to do.
Right. And I think you have a good point on so many people are like, yeah, I'm going to start this business, but they don't really realize all that is totally involved in it. And that there are little costs here and there that build up. And then just the time aspect is crazy. You know, how much do you value your time versus, you know, having someone else help you along the way is great. So how did you decide how to, like, do you charge per hour? Do you have like a membership fee, or do you have so many? How does that work? How did you decide on that?
Sure. So I am doing private pay, and I plan to do that ideally, you know, throughout this whole business. But I charge a monthly rate, and it's a minimum of a 3-month commitment. So right now I'm offering 3, 6, or 12-month commitments, with 12 being the most ideal, with the goal of, you know, this being a long-term change and long-term improvement. So I would love if everybody did 12 months, but I understand that money is an issue. So right now it's the monthly fee, and I do it that the more you sign up for, the lower the monthly fee is. And then if you sign up all at once, you get a discount off of that. So.
Awesome. And so then when they sign up for like the 3 months, 6 months, the year plan, how often do you meet with them each month? And do you have like a group that they're in, or how does that work?
Right. So right now I do have a private Facebook group that's both clients and anyone who's just interested in general in getting more personal information, or just in, you know, individualized attention rather, without actually signing up. But also, I meet with people at least on the phone or FaceTime or something at least twice a month, but I leave it up to the client. If they want once a week, I'll do once a week. If they want once a month, I'll do once a month. It's best to do twice. That's what twice a month at a minimum is what I found to be best, but I really leave it up to each client so that it's really tailored to them.
Okay. Awesome. So if I would sign up, I could meet with you once a week or twice a month, and then I'd be in this private group. And then do you also have like a system of forms or like homework type thing that they do to track their progress and really work on their habits?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So right now I'm using a software called ProCoach, which is through Precision Nutrition. So you could sign up for that. And that, well, if you're my client, that's what I have everybody do. And through that, there's a comprehensive intake form. And I also have my own to get more information. And so I set up so I use ProCoach, and I also use Google Drive because you can have everybody on there. And I love Google Drive. So I have different Excel sheets. If somebody has a workout plan, we track that on an Excel sheet. But otherwise, the ProCoach software, I love, and everybody who's on it, you get a daily lesson and a daily like homework assignment, very brief. But you go through each habit, and each habit that we go through is 2 weeks long. So ideally we have a a call or a FaceTime or something at the start of that specific 2-week habit. And then at the end of it, we have another one, talk about how that went, what could be better, what did we learn, how can we improve for the next one, and so on. And I personally will talk with the client and see where they're at. And I determine which habit we're working on when. So they're having the information delivered through ProCoach, but it's me on the other end of it.
Okay. So, awesome. Can you give an example of like a habit that you are work on through this process?
Sure. So my favorite one, I think one of the most important one, has to do with mindful eating. So not even worrying about what you're eating, how much you're eating, but the actual like act of eating and taking the time to really slow down and think about, you know, being aware of your food. Like you're not watching the TV, you're not on your phone, you can be talking with someone, but you're really paying attention to not only what, you know, what's in front of you and how you're eating it, but also tuning into your internal cues and, you know, am I hungry? Do I even want another bite? You know, sometimes we don't even think about that until we're like, oh my gosh, I'm overly full. I don't want to do that again. So really tuning into your body and eating slowly and mindfully, I think personally, I think it's made a huge difference. And I know for some of my clients, that one's been huge. So
definitely that is huge.
So try that one.
Yeah. My son needs to work on that because he'll be like, grab a whole bag of cheese sticks and go sit and play his game. And all of a sudden it's gone.
It's gone.
Watch a show. And I'm like, no, you're not even thinking about what you're doing and you're eating all this.
Right. And your brain doesn't even register like that you're hungry. That's why you can like sit, you know, at the movie theater and have a huge thing of popcorn because you're not paying attention. And all of a sudden it's gone. You're like, oh, am I even hungry? Maybe not. Maybe I'm full. I didn't even know. But
Right. Something
I like to do and tell people and for myself too is you can try to put your fork down between every bite, take a sip of water, or take a deep breath between every bite. I think I know for me personally, it's made a huge difference because I didn't realize I ate fast too. So it's been huge and it helps improve your digestion and everything. So
right,
I recommend that one.
Awesome. Okay. Well, how about, so for people that are thinking about starting their own business or kind of scared to take the leap, what are some tips you have to share with people?
Sure. So I have 5 tips. So my first one is to first and foremost, research how an OT fits into the area of practice that you want to pursue. So, you know, legally, ethically, I think this is a big one because for me, online nutrition, lifestyle coaching, so to speak, isn't as popular as like, you know, starting a sensory clinic or something like that. So I really encourage people to understand how the area you want to work in really fits into our scope of practice so that you can ensure that your goal and your dream can be achieved under your license. And I think it can help you steer you in the right direction if it's not a typical path, maybe like mine is.
And I think that's a good point because I think people kind of get scared too. Like, can I really do this with my OT degree or should I be doing this or is this OT? But then you look at people that don't have any training whatsoever that are doing these sorts of things too. So how were you able to find that information or where did you research?
I looked first actually in the practice framework and I looked, you know, under a preventative approach. And I was able to find that, you know, meal prep strategies and information on healthy living ideas was mentioned. But I also noticed too, it was kind of vague, to be honest. But because I saw that in there, I'm like, okay, not only am I good, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm safe with, you know, licensure and stuff, but I can expand on that and really, really help people in that area. So I checked the framework first and then I checked AOTA's official documents and the health promotion areas and I was covered. So
okay, awesome. Great.
Yes. So my next one is like we had mentioned before, look into all the startup costs involved before you jump in. So I tried to, but there were things that came up that I didn't even realize. So you know, starting an LLC, for example, in Massachusetts, there's a several hundred dollar fee just for that alone. starting a website, not only do you have to pay for the like domain name, you have to pay for the actual website. And then if you, for, I used Wix.com to make my website. And if you want to be able to charge people and have payments through that, that's an, another fee that you have to pay for. And then the ProCoach software that I use, that's another monthly fee. Marketing, there's more fees, malpractice insurance, more fees. So I really encourage anyone to look into all the startup costs. So that's huge.
That is. And that, you know, that's why we started our Therapy Business Builder program, so we could help people do everything. Oh, we're kind of freezing. So we could do everything so that instead of bits and piecing things, you know, I was talking with someone the other day that, you know, spent $3,000 just on one little area. And I'm like, you know, there's other ways to really do your research. I love that.
Yes. So definitely no. My next one. So going off of that one, I would encourage everyone who wants to start their own business to get help with any legal, financial, or marketing help that you can. You know, like I said, we went to school to be OTs. I personally have had no business experience. But, you know, the most business experience I had is talking to my dad, you know, who, you know, ran our family business. So, you know, I've never been in it. So I'd really encourage everyone, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help, you know, contact your OT program, see if any professors can help you or steer you in that direction. Ask your family, your friends. If they don't know, ask their friends, you know, so just keep it going and really ask for help and, you know, tax related things and legal aspects, get all of that, make sure you're all set. Cause you don't want to get into any kind of trouble down the road.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you just got to get your ducks in a row, people.
Yes. So that's been key. Thankfully, even though I kind of did take a leap into the business, I was slow and, made sure all that was all set. So,
good.
So you don't want to mess up that kind of stuff when you're starting. So my next one is to spread the word. So regardless of whatever kind of business that you have, you could be selling the best products, you know, have the best services, but if nobody knows about it, you know, you're not going to have any business and you're not going to help anybody. So don't be afraid to tell everybody about it, post on your social media, ask your friends and family to share your posts. I do that. My mom shares all my stuff and, you know, it helps, you know, it could be silly, but it helps.
That's what I tell everyone to do.
Awesome. Yeah. One piece too. So one of the co-founders of Precision Nutrition, John Berardi, he recently wrote a book called Changemaker. And in there, he had a lot of great ideas. But one thing in particular, which really struck out to me, is that he challenges people to, for 2 weeks, tell one person each day about your business. So it could be anybody. And I did this. I don't think I did the full 2 weeks, to be honest, but I did do it. And, you know, this was like 2 months ago. So somebody at the grocery store, you know, somebody at my gym, just, you know, strike up a conversation. Hey, can I tell you about what I'm doing? And if they say no, then okay. You know, you don't want to just give unsolicited information, but, I think that really helps you kind of practice your elevator speech of what it is that you're actually doing. And it helps you to practice talking to people and getting out of your comfort zone. So I really like that one.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Yep.
And my last one is cliche, but go with your gut and have confidence in that. So if you're still a new OT like me, you know, there's a lot I don't know and you don't need to know everything, you know, as long as you're confident, you know, you have all your legal things all set. Just remember that you are qualified to do this. And, you know, you can take on non-traditional roles. We have all the resources at our fingertips. And just have, you know, having the confidence and resilience is going to really take you through the tough initial phases of starting a business. And it's going to give your clients confidence in yourself too. So,
right. I love it.
Yeah.
Cause so many therapists get bound down on what they can, cannot do and really think of only kind of the traditional OT businesses or things like that. And it's so important to expand beyond that. So that's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Good. So Any last minute tips that you would like to share? Or anything else? Not even tips. You shared 5 awesome tips, but how can we contact you? Or do you have, how do we, can we see more about what you do? Do you have a website or things like that?
Yep. So I have a website. It's ot-growth.com. I have a Facebook business page. I can give you that. It's at ot.growth. I have a private Facebook page that anybody can join. You don't have to be, you know, a paying client. And I'm on LinkedIn. And anybody too can email me at emily@ot-growth.com. So
awesome.
Several avenues.
Great. So we'll put all of that contact information in our podcast in a little description. So for all of you that want to reach out to Emily and learn even more about what she does, you can get in touch. So, well, thank you, Emily. It was a pleasure visiting with you. I'm very proud of you and how you took this leap. Wish I would have started my practice 20 years ago when I was right out of school instead of starting up all these programs for other people. So way to go. So
thank you. Thank
you. Keep in touch. And everyone that's listening, you know, reach out to either of us for help in making your dreams come true. Have a great day. We'll talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening to today's show, which is sponsored by our Therapy Business Builder Program, where we help healthcare professionals start the business of their dreams from the ground up. Also, be sure to join our free Next Level Occupational Therapy Facebook group. And for even more support, guidance, and training, check out our Next Level Visionary Membership group. Time to level up, occupational therapy professionals.